From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Ooh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University, Beers with the Brewers.
All right, welcome to the October 29th episode of Beers with the Brewers. I'm Mark, and also on the podcast this week, we've got Brewer Dan.
Ahoy.
Brewer Chris.
Hello.
And founder Adam.
Hey, howdy.
Howdy, howdy. What is up?
Nothing's up. Nothing. Stayed home. Threw out my back yesterday, so stayed home, sat, and I moved about 30 feet today between the office, getting some breakfast, and then to pick up the beer from Mark since he dropped it off at my house.
Yeah. Well, the weather outside, as an indicator, you know, it kind of feels like a day to stay inside.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Are you using your putter as a crutch?
That'd be a good cane, yeah.
Just got to flip it around, yeah. Well, topic of this week's show, we got another two-header, Bramble Jamble, and this is a splendid collaborative fruit ale with blackberry, blackcurrant, and vanilla, collaboration with Jenny's Ice Cream that I'm sure at least everyone out there has heard of. Sweet, berry, vanilla, and oat on that one. And then Sweater Vibes, which is an apple, cinnamon, ESB, apple pie, cinnamon, spice, oats, and autumn. Good day for a sweater.
Yes. There's a nip. Multiple nips in the air.
Mm-hmm. Guess what? Breaking news this week, Land Grant Tap Room has opened inside.
Breaking news. Yeah.
It's not like it used to be. It's a little scaled back, but everything is these days. Feels good to pour a draft beer again.
Yeah, we opened up with not much fanfare last Saturday for the first Ohio State game. Thanks to everyone that came out into the beer garden. We're going to continue with that. We'll have the game on this Saturday night at 7:30. Just so everyone knows, we have to stop selling alcohol at 10 p.m., but for the most part, we're of the belief we can still operate the tap room. We just have to stop selling alcohol. So come on down and watch the game. But yeah, inside tap room, I think we have a total of 17 tables, if that makes sense. 17 spots to seat people, and that includes a few spots on the patio. So there's, I think, about two tops inside, three standing tables, the tables that used to be along the town street windows, and then a couple of the beer garden tables in. So not the biggest crowd, but ensuring that everyone is socially distanced and in the tap room safely. We are continuing to use the app. So if you've been to the beer garden, you have landgrant.app to order your beers. Do the same thing in the tap room. Just don't have to worry about going up to grab your beer because a bartender will come and bring that beer to you. So one of the new things that we're doing to ensure social distance. We had our first trivia last Tuesday night, trying it out in the tap room. That seemed to go off without a hitch. So right now we're working on when we're going to bring back movies Wednesdays and Mondays. Crew have been having games on Wednesday nights, so
yep.
We've kind of been skipping, but we got a Dogstoom party. We're partnering with BarkBox, our neighbors. If you didn't know, maybe you subscribe to BarkBox, but they are headquartered down in Franklinton, and we're going to, you know, we all love dogs, and bring your dog down to the tap room. Or to the beer garden. Can't come in the tap room, but we're going to have free dog toys and treats for all your pups. There's going to be a costume contest. It's $5, but you can win some awesome prizes from Land Grant and BarkBox. And 100% of the proceeds from that are going back to the Franklin County Shelter. So should be a fun event, socially distanced for all our dog friends. And then come down Saturday night. If you want to dress up, feel free. I don't think we're doing a contest or anything. There could be a spontaneous one, but come down, watch Ohio State take on Penn State. Hopefully no one gets COVID on any of their teams. We've already had a cancellation in the Big Ten this week.
Boy, I hope not.
So,
now, what about, is Gus going to the party Friday night?
Well, he might have to. So Gus used to have a Sherlock Holmes costume when we were living in Chicago. That barely even doesn't even come close to buckling around his stomach anymore. He was 50 pounds when we left Chicago. He's currently 85 pounds. So it's a little big boy. So
I feel like COVID's been doing that to myself.
Sure.
It happens. Yeah. So, Chris, you got what, Penny? Is that right?
Yeah, I got Penny.
She gonna come down with a dog stem on?
Oh, we might try it. She doesn't, not a fan of costumes, but she will wear a sweater because she gets cold. She doesn't have any hair, and it kind of one of them we have is kind of Freddy Krueger esque. So you know,
I could just dress
her up as Freddy Krueger.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Now, Dan, I don't know if I've ever met any of your pets. Do you have pets?
Animals are not allowed to cross this threshold, unfortunately.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the same over here at my place.
Hmm. Interesting.
I like that rule. It's good. People in the house.
Yeah, well, I feel sorry for you.
I know. It's not for everybody.
I should add that this is not my choice.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
And just leave it at that.
There we go.
Someone is in the room.
Duly noted.
Well, all of ours are deceased at this point, and we have decided that we're done with that journey. So.
All right. So, kind of moving on. The Sunday, we even have some more stuff going on. We got the our friends at Moto Yoga are going to be in at 10 a.m. We got the Cleveland Browns playing the Las Vegas Raiders at 1 p.m. Looking for a good game from the Browns here after an exciting Battle of Ohio this past Sunday. And then 3:30, CrewSC is playing DC United. This is on November 1st here coming up. So a lot going on. And then I think the other big event that we announced this week is the Holiday Market. So starting at the end of the month of November, from Black Friday through Christmas, we're going to have vendors in the beer garden outdoors. So come on down, get some gifts, drink some beers, and more to come on the curling as well, the brewery curling.
That's right. Got to get that rink out there.
Yeah, that's all my updates.
There it is.
Let's talk about some beers
of the week. Yeah, I've got one in front of me now. You guys all got a beer?
I do.
Indeed.
Starting off with a Bramble Jamble.
Yeah, so this is the, I'm going to say, third iteration of our Jenny's collabs. Is that right?
That sounds right.
Yes. Sort of the genesis of this was we met one of the companies that is a fruit purveyor for Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams. And they were in town for a meeting with her and stopped by and introduced themselves. And we talked a bit and started buying fruit from them for select projects. And it's been working out pretty well. I think probably the first one was maybe Peach Basket. Then also they did a custom blend for us for Wild Berry. And when we were not able to do this year's strawberry jam, which we had a very excellent beer already lined up to do for it, our sales rep over there suggested, he goes, you guys should do a brambleberry beer with Jenny's. And I'm like, that's a great idea. So we sort of ran that idea up the pole with them. And eventually they're like, yeah, let's do it. So that is basically this beer in a glass. We use the exact same fruit syrup as they use in their brambleberry crisp.
Cool.
Which is blackberry and blackcurrant, which is super fun getting into the beer, considering it's kind of like squeezing 44-pound tubes of toothpaste into a giant hopper. And it takes about that amount of time as well. But yeah, I hope the result is worth it. And is, in addition to that, we have some vanilla, quite a bit more than our normal dosing rate, just to sort of reinforce that type of ice cream vanilla sweetness. The hard part about this is trying to get the oatmeal crisp that they have in the ice cream. So we use a combination of house malts from malted oats, their caramel oats, which have a really nice toasted kind of Nature Valley granola bar feel to them. And the sort of wild card in this is Jaggery. So their crumble has brown sugar in it.
Okay.
But mostly if you put brown sugar in a beer, it will just turn into rocket fuel. Because generally brown sugar is not unrefined sugar. It is white sugar with some molasses mixed back in.
Mm-hmm.
So Jaggery is an unrefined sugar that they use in India. It is just pure cane sugar that is basically boiled and cooled into these giant molded, I don't know, they kind of look like giant Rolos, if anyone is familiar with that reference.
Yeah, they're kind of like a cone looking with and kind of flat on the top, right?
Yeah, it's really weird stuff. It has the texture of densely packed sand, but the flavor is great. It has really nice caramel and maple flavor that isn't quite one-to-one brown sugar, but gave us enough of that unrefined sugar note in the beer. And plus, it's sweet and has it oddly gives a like a creamy finish to the beer that wouldn't be there otherwise. So, yeah, go ahead.
When those showed up to the brewery, I thought they were like random weird hard cheeses that came in this this box, and they're had a little ornamental packaging with them. It was different.
Huh.
And yes, just very odd, because when you open the box, you know, it came from a company that processes a lot of Indian spices and sort of Southeast Asian flavors.
Okay.
And you know, anyone that's ordered that type of food or just been in a curry house, like that's what your clothes are going to smell like for the next, you know, until they're washed, basically.
Which isn't really a bad thing.
Well, if you like that type of thing, I do, it was funny because all these curry spices come and smack me in the face when I opened the box. But that's none of that made it into the beer. But I really am quite happy with how this turned out. I think of all our collaborations, this is the most representative of in terms of beer to ice cream. And haven't done it yet, but I have drank the beer with the Brambleberry Crisp, and that is excellent. But I want to do the float. I think that's that is the power move.
Yeah, well, the night's still young, and you always get over to Jenny's. It's not far from you there, Dan.
Nope. It's a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah, so this is the first time, although it's the third Jenny's iteration in collaboration, it is the first time this has been a jamble, which is kind of an ongoing fruit beer at Land Grant as well.
Am I mistaken that the original idea for the Jamble was to do this beer essentially?
The original idea for Jamble was their sweet corn and blackberry.
Which
is delicious, but also which they don't even kind of make much of, if at all, anymore. So we were probably a couple of years too late on that one, but still an excellent idea for a beer.
Definitely. Well, my glass is empty.
How crushable is this?
Quarantine edition.
What do you think, Dan?
I'm going to go, man, that is awfully damn smooth. Probably 3. We'll stretch that to a 4 on a game day if you're doing a little pre-gaming. But I think, the acidity from the fruit keeps it from getting too sweet. But just because of that sweetness, probably top out at a 3 for me.
Yeah. I don't know. That went down pretty smooth. I think I could join you at a 4. I mean, especially we're still using that quarantine edition definition. It's definitely a 4.
Touché. No objections there.
Yeah, it, man, I'm normally, after even a fruit beer, I'm normally ready to switch to something different. Not that I don't enjoy the one, but I think I'd go 4 on this as well.
I'm going to do a 3 for.
Let's go 4.
4. Ooh, we got 3.75 this week.
Yeah, I think it's delicious.
Yeah, it is. Man, it did go down pretty easy. And I think you're right, Dan, the acidity helps balance that down a little bit. And it's not that sweet, but there is a sweetness. It's almost more of a perceived sweetness than an actual sugar sweetness.
Right. Because, I mean, this is a very well attenuated beer, actually. There's not a whole lot of sugar left, but it's, like you said, that perception from the jaggery, from the vanilla, from the esters of the fruit make it seem sweeter than it is. But I would encourage everyone seriously to get the ice cream and to have them side by side. It's pretty remarkable how close this beer is to melting down the ice cream in a glass and putting some carbonation in it. It's not that far off.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's about halfway between your and my house. And like I said, the night's young. This may be the day. We haven't had ice cream in the house for a while. So guess what's next? Sweater Vibes Apple Cinnamon English Ale.
Sorry, I'm getting there. Pouring myself a glass. I absolutely love the color of this. We do a lot of pale beers at Land Grant, so it's not often that I get to pour something that has this beautiful amber color.
Yeah, it's a rich amber hue. I like it.
It is great. So I'm a huge fan of it as well.
Yeah, the sort of the genesis of this was back when Franklin Pub Ale, still one of the brewer's favorites, was a regular on our rotation. Also attributed to Mr. Chris Helderman over there. I should give you credit for that recipe. But those English crystal malts just had this lovely toffee flavor that I thought would be great combined with apple. It's sort of a, toffee apple type deal. And why not throw some cinnamon into the mix? And this is kind of like the ungodly pairing of a cinnamon apple and a caramel apple with some booze thrown in.
Yeah. It's actually made me very nervous because here a little behind the curtain here at Land Grant, typically how things work is me as the production manager says, "Hey, Dan, come up with a beer." And he here's kind of the box we want it in. Sometimes it's a very big box and sometimes it's a very little box. And I kind of thought I gave him a sort of a littler box than he went with. and apple cinnamon, you have things like Red's Apple Ale that are not my favorite thing to drink ever, nor do I think Land Grant should come out with one of those. So I was very skeptical and very nervous about this, and it surprised me. But I think having it with the ESB base, I think really elevates it so you're not just drinking apple cider, a light beer mixed with apple cider. And so I was very very skeptical at first, but I trust the brew team and what they're doing, and my trust was not misplaced. This is fantastic.
I should also note that when Chris asked me these things, as in we need a recipe for blank, sometimes I just say things until they say yes. And when they say yes, I'm like, oh shit, I have to come up with an idea for that now. How am I going to do that? So luckily this is one that I had already had planned out in my mind. But
that's cool.
The apple in this is apple juice concentrate that we got from our friends at Fruit Crown. And yeah, a lot of times if we want something that is like a fresh fruit flavor, we will use the fruit puree. But in this instance, I didn't really want a fresh apple, like an apple juice flavor. I wanted more of a baked apple, and when you're using concentrates, that's generally what you get is a very jammy, concentrated fruit flavor. So I think that works better here than, it does. I don't think anyone's going to confuse this with a cider.
No.
And certainly I think someone drinking this is going to think this is still a beer. It's not, this is not a cider. It's not something like Red's. It's kind of its own thing.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me a lot of like the apple crumble, like where you put like oats and cinnamon on top of apples and bake them. Kind of puts me in the mindset of that.
No, that's what I was going to say as well.
Yeah, plus the beer, which is great.
Yeah, I should mention that that is the one sort of deviation from our classic ESB base, is there is malted oats in this to beef up that body and give a little bit more malt complexity. But apart from that, it's not that far off from what Frank Mitchin Pub Ale was.
Yeah, now what kind of tweaks did you have, and what kind of changes did you make from the pilot batch to this?
Well, we did use considerably more apple.
Okay.
I thought that that was more cidery than beer. And also, it's a lot easier to dole out 68 bricks fruit concentrate, which, you know, is like basically syrup.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to just do a box. So I think, you know, we decided there wasn't enough apple flavor in the pilot, so we just added another box. Obviously, that's a hell of a lot bigger difference in 4 barrels than it is in 24. So I think we just kind of skipped right over that line of where beer ends and cider starts. This is definitely a lot more to what I had conceived of in my head in terms of a really nice ESB with a bit of cinnamon and apple flavor to it.
Well, it really works. And I noted when watching the Ohio State game down at the Beer Garden on Saturday, a lot of people were vibing on this. We had some friends with instruments down during the game, kind of blasting some pep tunes that we know. And I noticed that they were getting quite a few of these from the Rainbow Truck.
No, it is a perfect cool weather beer,
isn't it though?
Really gets you in the mood for a fire, being outside, gets you in the mood to go to a winter market in a few weeks.
I see.
But I was, like I said, I'm pleasantly surprised with this beer. It's not typically what I think I would go for, but I do love English ales. And it's got a lot of that in there. It just fall's my favorite season, and this just makes a smile on my face.
Oh yeah! Now, say you were at a winter market, or perhaps watching the Ohio State game on a beautiful autumnal, cool sweater-wearing day.
How crushable is this?
Quarantine edition.
6 crusher.
Wow, that was he was not messing around.
Jumped right out of the gate with the 6 crusher. Look at this guy.
I haven't tried it yet, but okay. I'm going to go ahead and say that this beer would be good warm.
You know what? I was kind of thinking the same thing as it is warming up. You can be right, Chris.
I mean, here we go, a wassailing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
A mulled beer. And you know, just heat this, put this
mold
guy in the microwave outside of the, was it M-U-L-L-E-D?
That's correct,
Yeah, it kind of sounded like you said mold. Like a moldy beer.
We'll just mold up this beer real quick. Throw some spores in there.
I guess if it was a sour apple beer.
Yeah, pairs wonderfully with blue cheese.
Yeah, there you go.
So, Chris, you're saying not just warm, like this has been out of the refrigerator for a few minutes. You're talking warm the beer.
Bring
it up to tea temperature.
Yeah, I'm excited to try that.
Interesting.
Obviously, take it out of the can if you're going to throw it in the microwave. But
good advice.
Throw a cinnamon stick in there, and this is going
to
happen.
It. That's a good idea. Well, who else is crushing 6?
I think I'm probably crushing 5. It might be just a little bit too sweet for a 6th for me. But I again, could be easily convinced. Also, as a shout out to a now defunct segment of our show, get thee some chili with this. Put the fire out of that chili. And it's chili season.
Time to bring that segment back now that we're getting into cooler weather.
Yeah, well, it's apropos now. Also, I think a can of this would be excellent in a chili, just as an aside. But yeah, I think a 5 for me.
Chris is sharing chili recipes with me today. How not to make your chili was his recipe.
That is exactly what that recipe was.
Well, I'm going to have to say, I think I'm going to stick with a 4 on this one as well. Ordinarily, I, for some reason, have an aversion to cinnamon in beer. And if cinnamon is at your neighbor's house when brewing, that's almost too close for me. However, I, for some reason, it like totally works on this one. It totally works. So I'm 4 crusher on this.
I'm going to bring it down. I'm going to go with the 6 crusher. I'm a 6 crusher on this one.
Ooh.
I like some apples. It is a very well done beer of the style, but I think I'd probably want something that is a little more maltier. Like if I'm in the tap room, I might pick up some Skull Session, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And finish off. But yeah, no, it's I'm going to go with the 3.
Are you going with the 3? I thought you said 6 earlier.
I may have said 6.
Okay,
fact
said 6.
Fact check. No, that was a very unenthusiastic. As I was explaining it, I'm like, I think I might have said 6. So, yeah. No. We're going with 3.
I'm just
going
to bring this average down with a 10.
Yeah, right. So. That was the way I saw it. I know. I'm like, what is... Okay. Hey. Let's go with that. Well, hey, that leaves us at a 4.75 this week.
Yeah, it's still respectable crushing.
That seems pretty good. And I could probably have my arm twisted a little bit. I'm normally that way. Well, we actually have a question from a listener. We had a couple that came in while we were on the live recording last week at the anniversary party. And this was one that came in that did not get answered. Steve Grinstead asks via cheers@landgrantbrewing.com, our email address, with the national issue with cans, will you consider bottling? We already have bottled a couple beers, or at least maybe we didn't bottle them, but I also think there might be a teaser or a spoiler in here somewhere as well.
Yes. I considered it, and then I did it. So there's your, answer.
With the can shortage, we are doing okay as far as being able to get cans. That's about all we can say.
Yeah.
But as of right now, it looks like it'll be tight, but it'll probably be able to do it as far as keep cans going throughout the year. I don't know any more than the next guy as far as you get told a lot of things, you get promised a lot of things, and then those don't necessarily happen as far as what you can get. As of right now, we are not considering bottling purely because, well, various reasons, but mainly because we don't have a bottling line, and getting one of those up and running when you already have a can line, one, we don't have a ton of room, and two, not much of the infrastructure is reusable. So, for instance, we would have to get a new depalletizer and a new filler, and those are the expensive parts of your canning line. So it would have to be very much dire straits for us to go into bottling. So much so we haven't even had that conversation yet.
Now we've got the weird crumbs. So we technically have 3 beers that have been put into bottles.
Yes, okay. That is true.
Do we want to have any leaks on what could have been bottled?
You might just keep your eyes peeled for some bottles coming out in the new year.
We call this secrets. That is a teaser. Well, cool. Thank you very much, Steve Grinstead. Feel free to come down and get your free Land Grant t-shirt whenever you get an opportunity at the tap room. You guys got anything else before we go?
I was going to thank Adam along with the other 2 people that caught it for the solid verbal reference. Always appreciated. We agree.
Indeed.
Nice, nice. Well, thanks everybody for listening, and thanks guys for joining.
Hey, thank you, everyone. Mark. And thanks for repping.
That's what they say.
That's what we say.
Well, everybody have a good week, and hope to see you down at the Beer Garden, and now also Tap Room.
Cheers.
See ya.
Thanks for repping. That's what we say.